Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Terror Watts. That song's called Tough Guy on KX93.5. Actually, that was the wrong song. I'm just going to come right out and say it. You know what? That was Black Buddha. Did you know I was wrong? You look like Jared. We have a band in studio right now, and I think I know all their names. We're going to do a little test later. There's four of them in here. They're from Chicago. They're called The Kickback, and they are out here on tour for their Weddings and Funerals record. It's their sophomore release. It dropped about 3 weeks ago. And we're going to talk all about it, but first let's just hear a live performance of a song off of the record. This is called Rube, and we'll come back and chat with them in a couple minutes. But right now, here's The Kickback live on KX93.5. Kickback live at our Pearl Street studio. Wow. That was pretty amazing, you guys. I forgot to tell you, we got to switch mics here. Use the SM7 right there.
Thanks, Zach.
Hey. Thanks, man. Okay, wait. Dan, don't tell me your name. Billy.
You got it.
Billy. That was incredible.
Thanks, man.
I love the harmonies on that tune, you guys.
We're trying.
You guys have a great sound. You're from the big city. You're from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
That song was about your darling Rube.
Yeah.
Is this a, I had to look it up. I don't even know what the word means. Can you explain it?
Rube is, it's got a lot of meanings, but it can just mean somebody that is inexperienced and capable of being misled very easily. Song's about, it's sort of about Lee Harvey Oswald and a lady that is in love with Lee Harvey Oswald, but mostly we just want people to dance to it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, don't bring in the historical stuff. That just kind of killed it for me.
Nobody wants
that. I'm kidding, dude. No, Rube, so it's like a noob.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, I'm here with The Kickback. They're a Chicago-based band. You guys just dropped your sophomore album, Weddings and Funerals.
You got it.
Out 3 weeks ago. That was a song off of the record, Rube, performed live in studio. And you guys are out here on tour supporting this record. And we can see you in L.A. tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, we're playing at Resident in downtown Los Angeles, California.
Right on. Have you guys been out here before?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you guys are familiar with L.A.? Oh, yeah, you guys have some family out here, right?
Yeah, yeah. My brother lives in Orange County, not too far away, Costa Mesa.
My brother's in Glendale, and we also tracked our record out here. We did the whole record out here.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where at?
Downtown L.A. studios with a guy named Dennis Herring.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And so you guys, have you guys been having fun on your tour? I know you've had like a minor hiccup that we can discuss.
Yeah,
if
Dan,
you're willing,
died.
Dan.
I feel great. I'm happy to be here.
What happened,
I
Dan?
Almost died a couple times.
You look okay, but what happened?
I feel the epitome of okay. I came down with a blood infection in Portland and had to go to the hospital for like 3 days and just get gallons of antibiotics pumped into my veins.
We had to stay days in,
which was almost as risky, or at least that particular days in, the parking lot was almost as risky as a blood infection.
So how long were you down and out?
About 3 or 4 days.
He's still pretty down.
I'm always down, man, but I'm never
but
out.
But you're down and in.
Yeah, and down and in.
You made it to the San Diego show?
Yeah, I hopped on a flight and made it with like an hour to, well, I told these guys it was an hour to spare, but it was 2 hours. I went and got tacos.
Your flight was originally booked for October 28th of 2018.
Yep.
So you had to do some last minute finagling.
It worked out though.
Well, I'm glad you guys are all here. You made it to our little humble studio here in South Laguna.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah. And you guys, you're stripped down acoustic. Is that what your show is looking like? Or are you guys pretty much full band, all out electric?
Yeah, other than like thrash metal or aggressive hardcore, we're about the least likely to have acoustic set band. So we're doing what we can here, but
a
little ugly.
I'm digging this setting, but I'd like to hear the energy of the full band performance. Again, that's tomorrow night at the Resident in Los Angeles. You can catch The Kickback live. Right now, they're playing songs off of their latest record, Weddings and Funerals. And up next, we're going to hear False Jeopardy. Can you tell me a little bit about this song first? False Jeopardy is the one that got placed in To the Bone.
You got it.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that, and congratulations.
Hey, thanks. If you've probably seen To the Bone offered up in your Netflix suggestions relentlessly for the past month.
Yep, I have.
it's a like upbeat movie about anorexia and other eating disorders, and it stars Keanu Reeves and Lily Collins, and we were lucky enough that they decided to use one of our songs about divorce.
You know what? I turned it on and I didn't like the song in the first like minute, so I stopped watching it.
Boy, I don't really know what to tell you, because we got prime positioning in that movie. But yeah,
I'm kidding.
We haven't heard. That would be a good, like, I'd like to hear from somebody. It was like, I really liked the movie, except the song that started the movie ruined it almost right off the bat. But
almost tuned out.
Yeah, but since you hated the song so much, Zach, I think we're going to play it right now, if that's cool with you.
No, man. Obviously, I'm kidding. I have seen it like multiple times. I haven't gotten the courage to turn it on yet, but now I'm going to have to go home and watch it since you guys have a song in there. And it's this one you're about to play, False Jeopardy.
You got it.
Take it away, you guys.
I thought a little false funeral. ties in my kitchen. Little flick sparking a light. Hell, holiday, wouldn't you know? War to water fight, I didn't know. If you start clipping ways you didn't know by then, beast, I think you'll find no story ever holding your gaze. Brief crash diet for the satellite days. A pretty place, get in your mind, and some kind of body to locate at night, and always brings home what you adore. Born for the afterglow, I was in sure, sure, sure. Just try and be sure. It's not the end.
Kickback Live on KX93.5. That was a song called False Jeopardy off of Weddings and Funerals, their latest release. They just dropped that sophomore effort a few weeks ago. They're on tour right now, and they were kind enough to drop by Laguna Beach in between San Diego and Los Angeles. We are so, like, convenient, aren't we?
Yeah, we stopped and had about 8 cups of coffee, and we're just happy to drop by.
You guys don't seem like you're hyped up on caffeine though. Are you counterbalancing that with something?
Yeah. What did Elvis used to take?
Hydration, man.
Elvis wasn't a Vicodin, man. What was that? What precursor to
Elvis
Vicodin?
Elvis was on like
Quaaludes.
Amphetamines.
Yeah, lots of Quaaludes. Yeah.
Really? I thought he was taking like amphetamines.
I think Elvis is pretty
a little bit of both.
Yeah, man. You gotta, like you said, you gotta balance it out.
Never take an upper without a downer is the lesson of this session.
Never take a Billy without a danner.
So that song, False Jeopardy, you can hear it in the Netflix. Is it a Netflix like the
original
movie?
Yeah.
Netflix movie. To the Bone.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and watch that.
Hit starring Keanu Reeves. On the movie version.
I know. Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything.
Oof.
Dude. You guys sounded great. No, you sound amazing. Honestly, that's such a great hook.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, really, really nice hook. And same with Rube.
Yeah, I think Keanu Reeves plays a doctor, which I feel like is respectfully maybe a little bit of a stretch for old Dr. Reeves.
Dr. Reeves.
Dr. Reeves. But I bet he does. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I bet he does a great job.
I'm sure it's just as mediocre as every other part he's ever played.
I wasn't going
to say. He's a vessel, man. He's a vessel.
Yeah, the Matrix.
You project yourself onto
somebody
John
killed his
Wick.
Dog and he yeah. was in a real. What's the Kill His Dog
John
movie?
John Wick.
John
yeah,
Wick. Dude, you know, I'm a big fan of that.
I like The Replacements, to be honest.
I like the football movie. I like the band.
Yeah, yeah. No, the football movie with That's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Where they go on strike and he gets to be quarterback.
Is Gene Hackman in
that? Gene Hackman is in that. That's a movie Gene Hackman probably won't admit that he's in.
What about Michael Keaton?
He's the greatest living actor of our generation. He refuses to respond to any band requests on any social media platform. And he only Instagrams pictures of the New York Times or goats on his ranch in Montana. But this band is a vessel, much like Keanu Reeves. And we merely want to be a vessel for a music video featuring Michael Keaton. So if anybody in the Laguna Beach area has connections to Michael Keaton, there's a band desperately trying to get a hold of him. It's years now at this point, guys. So if you're in your car and you have nothing to do on a Tuesday and you've got Michael Keaton's number in your phone, you need to text him right now.
You know how you guys could definitely get his attention? Change your band name to Michael Keaton. His lawyer got in touch with
you? I'm just
kidding. Change your name to Michael Keaton and blow up. I'm sure you'll hear from him.
You know, that's not a bad...
Yeah.
His real name is actually Michael Douglas. But obviously, that name was taken.
Yeah. I like Michael Douglas, too. Wait, yeah, Michael Keaton, I'm kind of confused because they're showing pictures. This is really him? Is this the dude from...
Zach, are you asking me who Michael Keaton is? Because if you do not know him as the one and only Batman that matters, you and I are going to go round and round.
Wait, from that movie where he's putting on
Zach?
The play?
Birdman.
Birdman. With the jazz drums?
Yeah,
I like him too.
Okay. All right, so we're all in agreement.
Don't fight me.
I don't know how Andrew Garfield got in those Google image search results.
But yeah.
The rest of those are Michael Keaton.
What was the last thing he just did?
The Founder. About McDonald's.
He just did Spider-Man Homecoming.
He's in
some crappy movie about some assassin company that's getting ready to come out that I did not look promising. When I was alone in a theater while Dan was in a hospital, I went and saw a movie by myself, and Michael Keaton was in a preview for a movie I was not excited to see Michael Keaton in a preview for. If you're producer of that movie, shame on you. Also, please get him in touch with this band.
You have to give the movie a chance first. You just saw the preview?
Yeah, preview looked terrible.
You can tell, man.
I'm trying to look out for Michael's best interests.
You should be Michael Keaton's manager.
All right, Billy, before he files a restraining order.
We're probably not that far out, honestly. If you're Michael Keaton's legal representation.
If we can do anything to help facilitate this meeting, we will do our part. We have mad connections here at KX93.5.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach.
I think we had Michael Keaton on the morning program once.
Don't joke with me. Don't play with my heart.
You know who we
know
really
who Michael Keaton.
You know
was,
who we really man. Did have on the morning program though.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield.
No, we had the dude.
The guy Lebowski. That is based on
the Big Lebowski. Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Oh, you actually had Jeff Bridges on the program?
Yes.
Whoa.
That was cool.
That's a get.
Yeah.
In the industry, they call that a get.
Yeah, that's a get.
All right. Well, as much as I'd love to talk about how I have very little knowledge of the movie industry, let's move on to your next song. What else are you guys going to play for us today?
We're going to play a song called Reptile Fund.
Is this off of...
it's also off Weddings and Funerals.
And it's Reptile Fund, not Reptile Fun?
Yeah, no, we don't have fun in this band, except trying to contact Michael Keaton on social media.
That sounds just disheartening, but you enjoy it.
We're working hard.
We're off Michael Keaton. We're done.
Okay.
So this is
moving on.
Reptile Fund off of Weddings and Funerals by The Kickback. They are out here on tour from Chicago. You can catch them at The Resident in Los Angeles tomorrow night, but you can catch them right now, right here. Go for it, guys.
Got another high note. So if you're in your car right now and you've got a dog, this might get vicious. So hold on.
Just nod at me and I'll mute your mic. Yeah.
For the end of better days, leaving too late. What we became, how much decay before I finally throw your toothbrush away. Used it a while, but I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. I got it. Everybody lonely, oh come
come along this time. I said, everybody low. Whoa, come along this time. I said, everybody lonely. Whoa, come along this time. I said, everybody low. Just cause it breaks doesn't mean you beat the clock today. Time won't erase. Ba da 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 da. I got it made. Doubling down the pain. I got it made. Save it for the fade. Oh, come along this time. I sell everybody lonely. Come along this time. I sell everybody low. I got it made. Doubling down the pain. I got it made. Saving up before the fade. I got it made. Doubling down the pain. I got it made. Come along this time. I sell everybody lonely. Oh, come along this time. I sell everybody lonely. Oh, come along this time. I sell everybody lonely. Oh, come along this time. I sell everybody low.
The Kickback live on KX93.5. That was another track off of Weddings and Funerals, their latest record. That one was called Reptile Fund. And it wasn't that fun. You were right. No, you guys are awesome. I'm really, super stoked you guys came through. You made my afternoon.
Oh, thanks, Zach. That's a bold-faced lie.
No, dude.
You were looking down and to the right when you said that.
Closing your
eyes. Looking at the board. I'm pressing buttons and stuff.
No, we're really happy to be here. Thank you. You guys have good coffee in the neighborhood. And
where'd you go?
Johnny, where'd we go?
Talk about it. We can't.
Oh, really?
We can't cool. Advertise local businesses.
Sweet.
Unless they give us money. I'm just kidding. Where'd you go?
We went to a place called Bad Coffee. In Costa Mesa.
Really?
Featuring Johnny's brother on turntables.
Yeah, it's really fantastic stuff. All single origin stuff.
Bad coffee.
Yeah, and they do really good teas as well. They make a drink right now called Laura Palmer.
Which is, if you're a Twin Peaks fan like we are, is a cool drink inspired by a brutal murder.
Yeah.
Fictional brutal murder.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm striking out with you guys. I have no idea. I've heard of Twin Peaks, but...
Zach, you and I
don't even know what it is.
Zach,
yeah,
we're gonna, hey, if anybody's worried about Zach tonight, we've taken him hostage and are going to make him watch 13 Michael Keaton movies and two seasons at least of Twin Peaks.
Yeah, we're going to go Clockwork Orange on you, man.
Yeah.
I've seen that and I've read it.
There you go.
What if I join you guys for the last leg of your tour? You guys bring me up to speed.
That
works.
Great. Can you fit inside a bass drum?
That all depends.
Zach seems flexible. If you're in your car right now and you're picturing Zach based on his voice.
Flexible morally only, not physically.
That's fair.
All right, you guys, thanks so much for coming through. Everybody who just tuned in or is listening, you can catch the Kickback in Los Angeles tomorrow night. Where at, guys?
The resident.
Just one at a time because it sounded like
Residente.
Resident LA.
The resident LA. Oh, just resident. You guys haven't said the
no,
once.
No, man. I don't know.
Every
we
time
don't even,
I
we
know.
Don't even really work there. I mean, it, like, I don't know what it's called.
I don't know either. I think it's the resident. All right, the resident. That's how I wrote it down.
Let's do it.
So it means
we
that's
can call
it.
Yeah, we can.
And after that, after Los Angeles, you guys are headed to Vegas, then Salt Lake City, then on to Colorado. Then the rest doesn't really matter because it's past. It's not on the West Coast. So.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh. I want to come visit Chicago. Okay, you guys. So let's make that happen.
We've got your viewing plan set up,
right? And next time you guys come out here, make sure to drop by again. And we look forward to spinning the record, weddings and funerals. Let's mention one last thing about the record, Billy.
Yeah.
I know that about 2 years ago you went through a horrible, horrific divorce.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And that's what inspired you to write this album. Did it help?
No, it didn't at all. The only thing that helps is time. I feel like we're in maybe the divorce capital state of the United States. So if you've gone through hardship, boy, do we have the record for you. Especially if you're trying to be upbeat about it and trying to move on, but it still sort of drags your soul down into the muck about every other day. But you still kind of want to dance. This is definitely the record for you. So if you all got married too young, got married too old, or got married too in the middle.
Or got married.
Yeah, or got married at all. And you're
and you just
thinking
can't
about
figure
it.
Out how to get out of it.
There you go. You should listen to Weddings and Funerals by The Kickback from Chicago, Illinois.
And you should see them tomorrow at the Resident in Los Angeles. Thank you guys so much for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zach.
Take care.